Welcome back to the Boundless Podcast. I'm your host,
Dr. Farron Peterson, professional jockey and veterinarian. This season, we journey beyond borders and beyond limits to uncover the grit, the grace, and the fire that turns ordinary lives into extraordinary legacies.
They were paying me to come to Puerto Rico to ride in a match race with the leading rider. Mm-hmm. And so I looked around. He was right on my tail, holding my saddle towel. You'd read about that in the old days, right? Yeah. How all the tricks they'd pull on each other. And so with that, I cracked his hand with my whip. He knocked my foot out of the iron. He grabbed my bridle. Mm-hmm. I pulled his rein. He'd hit me, and I'd whack him across the hands. I mean, we fought the whole way. When we started walking back, all these women started hollering at him. They had eggs and tomatoes that they were throwing at him. It was so funny. I mean, they bombarded him.
Because sometimes fighting for your place is part of making history.
The thing about Lexington and all of, actually, 19th century racing that was so fascinating to me was this whole concept of bottom. It represented a horse that had courage and stamina. And I wrote it to you. I mean, it describes a person that goes after their dreams, you know, which to me is very important. I mean, we all have dreams. Getting there is not easy. It's very tough. It takes a lot of perseverance, a lot of practice.
So I'm in Kenya at an eco camp, and 3 o'clock in the morning, I set my alarm and I went out and, you know, I had my flashlight and hoping I wouldn't step on a black mamba or there'd be a, you know, a lion migrating through the area. I went to the top of the hill and gosh, I was able to get a hold of Kim. The dichotomy of it, to be in such a poor country, you know, on the other side of the planet, and then be selling this horse at $3.4 million.
I left Northridge and went to Calumet and moved on the farm and thought, this is it. I'm going to be here the rest of my life. And then I got a call one night and something was wrong with Aladar. He had broken a hind leg. From that time on, it was a different world at Calumet. A year later, and we were walking horses over from Calumet to Keeneland to sell them, and had people tell me, well, you know, you'll probably never be able to work in a stallion barn again, or you're going to have to go back and groom horses. And to herd over at Gainsborough, they were looking for a broodmare manager. So I went over there and applied, and he said, well, what do you really want to do? What's your passion? I said, well, my passion is stallions. He said, well, as a matter of fact, we're not looking for a broodmare manager. We're looking for a stallion manager.
I just sit and, you know, I like find a name in the list and think, it's pretty cool, you know, like that girl or boy, their life trajectory is going to be very different. Mm-hmm. Now, because, you know, they're going to be in school, and knowledge is power.
Andreas is the globetrotting foreman for the Doug O'Neill Barn. He is currently based in Kentucky, but travels the country and around the globe with graded stakes winning racehorses.
I moved to Tijuana, start with the horses in Caliente, and then we moved to the U.S., and I started work with the horses when I was 17 years old. You know, every day we live with the horses.
When you fully embrace your path and commit to excellence, your journey can take you farther than you ever imagined.